check-in on the Serta Counting Sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies, with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Okay, Lee, these scientists that have gone missing.
Yes.
And some of these are a real mystery. Some of these, I'm not sure why they're being lumped in with the rest. It's kind of almost getting silly. But I thought I'd pick one of these and show you kind of the problem here, where number one, okay, yeah, people are getting really into the conspiracies online about why these scientists are missing.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Mulder and Scully to show up.
I know. That's who we need right now. We don't have them. And just from this one story, you can see why your mind would go to some very conspiratorial places. You can also see the problems with it. This is one of the most interesting of these to me. It's Amy Eskridge. She's a scientist. Her dad was a NASA engineer. And here's how Emmett Miller yesterday on Fox News described her situation.
But the one that sticks out in my mind is Amy Eskridge, who in 2020, before she was found, apparently suicided, went on the Jeremy Reese podcast and said, I want to divulge that we've discovered anti-gravity.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have it. And I have to do this publicly because if I don't do it publicly, they're going to kill me in my house. They're going to burn down my house. I'll be in the bed. If I do it privately, then they can't. If I do it publicly, then they can't kill me. If I do it privately, I'll be disappeared. And suddenly she's disappeared in 2022.
Yeah, actually, she did it publicly. So here's what she did. She herself was a scientist. She founded a nonprofit to bring to the public anti-gravity. In other words, we know how anti-gravity works. We can use it to fly. It's been discovered. And she said it had been discovered more than once. She was doing all kinds of podcasts on it, explaining she was going public so that she and her dad wouldn't be killed, Lee. She said that at least 5 people had discovered anti-gravity, and according to her, they kept either disappearing or being killed. And this is not a new thing, she claimed. It goes all the way back to Tesla, not Elon Musk's Tesla, but the original Tesla.
Nikola Tesla.
Yes. So here's what she says the problem is. This is from one of those. This is the podcast they were talking about on Fox News.
So I think Tesla had it. Eugene had it. Ken Wheeler, of course, has it. Dan Cooper, who's the source of this info, says he also has it, independently discovered. Dan Cooper. And the fifth one is my dad, to independently discover anti-gravity. It's been independently discovered 4 other times. He said it has been suppressed every single time. And he said, I don't think they're going to suppress it this time. He said, I think you're in the clear.
So she founded a nonprofit with her dad and began doing these interviews talking about how, you know, there's the anti-gravity and all of that. Figure if she went on the record, everything would be fine. Now, here's what's so interesting about her. This is in 2020. She would kill herself or not. Emmett Miller on Fox News says she was suicided. I don't know. But what's really interesting, Lee, is that Amy Eskridge, whatever the case was, correctly described what would happen to scientists. before it happened, maybe, to her.
I started the Institute for one reason, as a public-facing persona to disclose anti-gravity technology through, because I told Mark this. If you stick your neck out in public, at least someone notices if your head gets chopped off. If you stick your neck out in private, they will bury you. They will burn down your house while you're sleeping in your bed, and it won't even make the news.
She repeatedly said she was not suicidal, to question it if she turned up dead, and then she turned up dead from suicide. Now, here's where this gets crazy, okay? And this is how you can go way down the rabbit hole. This is where this gets nuts, right? Well, how's her dad doing? Right? The NASA scientist who, according to her, discovered anti-gravity technology. He's still alive. He hasn't been forward-facing. In other words, he hasn't said anything publicly until recently. Someone caught up to him and said, hey, listen, you know, was she killed for anti-gravity? And he said, no. No, there was no foul play. What do you make of that? And then you start thinking about it, okay? Well, if he really did discover anti-gravity and she was killed, that's probably what he would say, right? Yeah. They don't kill him.
Well, self-preservation thing there, yeah.
But it's also what he would say if she was nuts and committed suicide.
Yeah.
So you're back at square one. I mean, all of these cases are like this, where you're just kind of like, wait, what? The thing that interests me the most about this is that four of these left home without a phone, three of them left home without a phone but with a gun. That's weird. This is the first one reported, not the first one who did it, with retired U.S. Air Force Major General William Neil McCaslin. Now, he has always interested me the most because those directed energy weapons that we claimed we did not have in the mainstream media under Biden said, no, it's a conspiracy theory. And now we're using them, okay? He disappears in the 24-hour period before the Iran war, where we used the directed energy weapon he worked on. I mean, that's weird, right? But not as weird as this. You should hear his wife's 911 call, made 3 hours after her husband disappears. She's very calm, doesn't seem upset in any way. And she says, here's from the 911 printout, quote, my husband is missing. I have some indication he must have planned not to be found. I think he's on foot. All of our cars and bicycles are in the garage. She's cool as a cucumber. What the heck?
He loves it freezing. She loves it hot. The Pod by 8 Sleep ends the argument for good with independent temperature zones that keep both of you sleeping deeper. Try it at 8sleep.com.
Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
That's not usually the way those phone calls go.
No, not at all. Now, he had like some diagnosis for, I guess, memory loss. Mm-hmm. So you look at that and go, okay, maybe she's talking about he just wanted to end it all, right? Like, because he didn't want to go. He's a brilliant man. He doesn't want to go, have Alzheimer's,
right,
dementia, whatever it is they haven't said, right?
Right.
But what's weird is, the weekend before, he participated in a 60-mile bike ride. It was a competitive bike ride. So
that's a serious bike ride.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what. It makes my knees hurt thinking about it.
A 6-mile bike ride for me would be a serious. Yeah,
I'd be dying. I'd be like, yeah. Da-na-na. I made it over the finish line. Yeah. But yeah, no. So, you know, and he went and did that all day and came home. So, I mean, he's obviously quite capable of functioning.
Right.
Competitively.
Physically, yeah.
Not getting lost while he's out there. Left his phone and electronics prescription glasses behind. Mm-hmm. Godly, I don't go anywhere without my glasses.
No.
Certainly not my glasses, my phone.
Yeah.
What do you make of them? I mean, what do you think? This is why people are going nuts. I mean, it's kind of on a level very, I mean, I hate to use this word, kind of fun. You start digging into it.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I'm more interested in whether or not we have actually discovered some type of anti-gravity situation.
Yes.
That, to me, is the real question. It's like, look, I hate it for these families, whether these people have taken their own lives, whether they've been killed by whomever or whatever, you know. But honestly, to me, the most interesting thing is the concept of some type of anti-gravity device, because that would be world-changing. And of course, that would explain why that you may have certain entities, corporations, governments that don't want that information out there, even though it would be a tremendous thing if there was some type of way of doing that.
And for what it's worth, okay, the Sean Ryan podcast has been all over this, and he has interviewed a lot. He's former military. Yeah, interviewed a lot of former military.
Some of his stuff's really good. Some of his stuff is like, I'm not sure where you're headed.
But. Yeah, right. No, I agree. I totally agree with that.
Like Joe Rogan. I think he's very brilliant entertainer, but, you know, some of the stuff he does is good, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's interviewed former military who've claimed that when they're on missions doing other things, that they have seen this anti-gravity technology, that they can lift, like, you know, huge, massive stones with it, all kinds of stuff, spin them around, put them down, that we have it, and they've seen it inside our bases. So, I mean, I don't know. One of the guys who's disappeared here is a custodian with a security clearance.
Uh-oh.
And he did the same thing. He left his phone, took off, and never came back. Los Alamos, I want to know what's going on there.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
well,
that.
That's there's, yeah. That's one of the places, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of interesting things going on there.
Yeah. Now, notice this, because this is maybe related, maybe not. You know who else is disappearing? Chinese scientists. Mm-hmm. They're disappearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that could be a purge for disloyalty.
Yeah, there's that going on,
right.
But
there are scientists who are very well known, or there's a basically Academy of Chinese Academy of Science website that they're all on, their top scientists, all the face. They have been disappearing one by one by one. Their faces come down and they don't get replaced. So a lot of people are kind of going, wait, why is that happening contemporaneously? I don't know. Maybe it's not related. But this whole thing is very interesting, and we really do need to get to the bottom of it. What interests me about this, too, is I'm kind of obsessed with disappearing hikers.
Mm-hmm.
Just got into it from hiking, you know, blogs and stuff. Table Rock is a place where that happens from time to time. And what's interesting with hikers, when they disappear and their bodies aren't found, there's still a woman whose body we've never found. That's really hard to do with modern technology, because even if you expire, you cannot hide from our heat-seeking drones. And they put them right up in the sky, even if you fell off a cliff, right? And you've been, say, deceased, unfortunately, for an hour, 2, 3 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. Your body is still giving off a heat signature.
But Tara, I got to ask
you. Where are the
you.
Bodies?
I got to ask you, though. You know, you're expressing this concern, but you and your daughter still hike. So,
yeah, heavily armed.
Okay, all right, good.
I got to tell you, lately, we've kind of, like, backed off on it, because it's kind of getting scary out there, honestly, with all the stuff that's happened kind of lately, with people just being attacked in parks and stuff, women turning up dead. Like, we've just...
And then there's bears.
Well, there's bears. Yeah, I'm way less... I could deal with a bear. Like, you know what I mean? I know what to expect from a bear.
You could outrun one, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. But we'll see. Yeah, so we've been hiking through shopping malls more lately than mountains. But
okay.
Just because the weirdness has been showing up on trails. But yeah. So bodies missing. Where are they? Where are these people? That's the weird thing. Okay, they disappeared, but it's really hard to disappear. Where are they? Don't know. We'll keep our eyes on it, though.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.